Finishing up, Tafresh Samach Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says that Chasidim and Anshei Maisa had the minhag to have a zecher l'simchas beis ha'shoeva. They would stay up very late at night on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and they would sing, and they would have zmiros and shvachim. They would have a lot of candles in the sukkah, and many batei midrashos, they would do the same thing, have lots of candles, etc. And this brought in the Yisod v'Shorash HaAvoda. There's actually a specific mizmorim of Tehillim that were said. There's different lists, different minhagim, and one should follow whatever the minhag is in terms of reciting the different shir malises, etc. The Vilna Gaon also had certain minhagim at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which can be found in the Siddur Ezor Eliyahu, and different minhagim of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Sif Simon Tafrei Samach Bei Seder Tfilos Yom Sheni Shal Sukkah Sif Aleph B'Yom Sheni on the second night Mevarich Al Netilas Lulav V'Chaim Chol Sharim. On the second day you say Al Netilas Lulav every day. You make the bracha of Al Netilas Lulav on the lulav, because even though it's only midrabanan, you could still say Vitzivanu because of Lo Tasur. Sif Beis Eino Mevarich Zman B'Yom Sheni Al Lulav El Imkein Chal Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. You don't make a Shechiyanu on the lulav on the second day, unless the first day was Shabbos and you didn't take the lulav, so then you'd make a Shechiyanu on the second day because it's the first time you're taking it. So Mishnah Berurah explains, "Manav Shachira Yotzei on the Shechiyanu on the first day, even if that first day was actually a Chol, because it's Suffolk, even if the first day is Chol, still you can make a Shechiyanu on putting together the lulav, and so you're Yotzei anyway. It's different than Kiddush, which you say Shechiyanu on the second night also, because that's because of the day that you're making Shechiyanu on, not on the sitting in the sukkah. Even though by shofar we do make a Shechiyanu on the second day, that's as explained over there in Siman Tafresh, and the halachas of Rosh Hashanah explains why the second day of Rosh Hashanah is different than the second day of Sukkos. Siv Gimel Motzin Shnei Svarim V'Korim Behem Parshio Shenikru Esmo. You take out two Sifrei Torah, and you read the same parshas that you read the day before on the first day. Umafter b'malach v'ayikalu arba hotzios al me'eretz Yisrael. And there's a different haftorah, the haftorah v'ayikalu, until hotzios al me'eretz Yisrael. Simon Tafresh Samach Gimel Seder Tfilos Chol HaMoed Sif Aleph b'Chol HaMoed on Chol HaMoed Motzin Sifrei Torah. You take out a Sifrei Torah. The Korim Bo Arba, the Karbanos of Chag Shparshas Pinchas, and you read four Aliyahs from the Karbanos of Sukkos of the Musafin that are found in Parshas Pinchas. B'Yom HaRishon Shal Chol HaMoed, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, in Chutz La'aretz Korei Kohen, the first Aliyah reads B'Yom HaShini, and the Levi then reads B'Yom HaShlishi. V'Yisrael, the third Aliyah, Korei V'Chozer V'Kor B'Yom HaShlishi, reads B'Yom HaShlishi again. V'Harvi, Korei Sveka D'Yoma B'Yom HaShini B'Yom HaShlishi. Then the Revi reads B'Yom HaShini and B'Yom HaShlishi. V'Chazer Korim B'Shar Yamim, that's what you do every day. And then you say Chatzi Kaddish after Revi. On the second day of Yontif, we already said that we don't do Mishum Seika Diyoma to lay in the first Musaf and the second day's Musaf, because it would be G'nai to the Yom Tov. The Rama adds, Yesh Omrim, some say, Sheshnaim Harishonim Karim B'Seika Diyoma, that the first two read both, the first one reads Yom HaSheni, the second one reads Yom HaShlishi, V'HaShlishi Kor B'Yom HaMacharas, and the third Aliyah says Shlishi the next day, so you read three different days. Varvi Choser V'Korei Kol Seika D'Yoma. Dana Mashakar Shnam Rishonim, and then the fourth Aliyah does the first 2 days, meaning the first, same as the first two Aliyahs. So the first Aliyah would be 1 day, the second Aliyah would be 2nd day, third Aliyah would be 3rd day, and then the fourth Aliyah is the first 2 days. Chein Arnogim, that's what we do. B'Yom HaShvi, and then on the 7th day, HaKorin Kor B'Yom HaChamishi, Levi B'Yom HaShishi, Yisrael B'Yom HaShvi, V'Arvi Kor B'Yom HaShishi, B'Yom HaShvi. Chein Arnogim, that's what we actually end up doing. Mishnah Berurah says the same thing with the Karbanos of Musaf and the Chol HaMoed that we say in the Musaf. You say the Sveika D'Yoma, B'Yom HaSheni Parim Shnei Masar, B'Yom HaShlishi Parim Shnei Asar. The Mechaber adds, Oberetz Yisrael, She'ein Sham Sveika D'Yoma, In Korm B'Chol Yom El Karban Yom Bavad. In Eretz Yisrael, where there's no Sveika D'Yoma, so you just read the whatever Karban it is that day. Ki B'Yom HaSheni Hu HaRishon L'Chol HaMoed, Kori Korn B'Yom HaSheni, V'Ashlosh HaOlam Achar, V'Chozim Rekoro Saparsha Atzma, Atarach Sebechol Shiyom Shar Yamim. Every day, all four people getting the Aliyah read the same thing. So on the second day, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, everyone reads B'Yom HaSheni. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells us the different orders for the Seder of Hoshanos, and each day, depending on what day it falls out on, you'll read a different one of the Hoshanos. That could be found in the Siddur. if there are people who are from Chutz La'aretz that find themselves in Eretz Yisrael on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and they don't have their own minyan, so the Sefer Halacha Ba'Amisacha writes that they are Yotze with the Kriya Satorah of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they don't need to have their own Kriya for the Bnei Chutz La'aretz. Shel Shalman Arbach adds that they can even get that Aliyah if they want, even if they're from Chutz La'aretz, they could get an Aliyah of the Eretz Yisrael leaning. When it comes to what he should say in Musaf, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach says that he can even be a Shaliach Tzibur, someone who is a Ben Chutz La'aretz, who is in Eretz Yisrael for Chol HaMoed, can even be the Shaliach Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael, and vice versa, because the Tfilos are the same. They just add on another day of the Musaf. So in Tfilos Lachash, he should do whatever his minag is, but then when he's laying it out, saying it out loud, he should do whatever is the minag of the place where he is. But again, if you're a Ben Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, you should say the Musaf of Bnei Chutz La'aretz.